Hey there, it's Viga the Odagao. Tonight, four first impressions of four anime. And my impression where I saw your mom. Stay tuned. Yeah, whatever. Hey, how y'all doing? Now, I bet y'all are wondering, why was there that 4-minute piece of shit in your feed on Thursday? Alright, here's the backstory. On ANN, in the Anime News Nina, the latest comic to this date, it just became a big joke on Ultimate Mop Daisuke DX, which is this fake, stereotypical tournament shonen that they're basically parodying within that webcomic. And all of us on ANN just started acting like it was real, having a joking good time. And I said, hey, maybe I should make a podcast about this. So that night I decided to record, 4 minutes or so of that. And I was like, why don't I just stick this here on the main page just in case anyone want to download it. But I learned that I don't have to have an enclosure to, for it to be in a feed, because later on, I looked on my little podcatcher, I was like, why is this in the feed? What the hell? Well, anyway, it's there, and it's stupid, and it's funny. If it's not, if it's just mine, because I use Rhythmbox Linux, so I just use that as an aggregator. I'm not sure about the iTunes people or the Juice people or whatever you use to gather up your shits. And if you probably listened, you're probably wondering, what the fuck is this? What the fuck? Uck. Well, anyway, that was my little stupid joke for ANN. UMDDX, Ultimate Mop Daisuke DX. And check out Anime News Nina. It's not bad. The style could be better, but it's cute, and I just like its parody action. Super parody action, go! Also on ANN, besides people acting like it was real, people made wallpapers and avatars and just making a joke. And then someone finally said, I think today or yesterday, this is still going on? What the hell? Well, I thought I probably ended it when I did that little tiny show. I thought it would end the joke and take it too far, but supposedly I didn't do it far enough because people are doing it farther than I ever did. Oh well. Well, hats off to them, and it was fun. Oh yeah, if anyone from ANN is listening to this or introduced to the show, hi, I'm Viga. I'm in your forums talking about shit that you probably don't care about or do care about, whatever. And this is a podcast. How you doing? Also, if you're wondering who was that Daisuke lover who was acting like a noob, just parroting noobs, that was me. I didn't want to say it in the forum, or else everyone's gonna be like, oh. But since not all of you listen, hey, hi. Well, anyway, tonight we got the AMV of the week, which is normal, and we got my four first impressions of anime, a little mixer. I might do five. It depends. I should do five. Fuck it. I'm doing five. Five anime shows and my first impressions of them. Let's pad this shit. And also, if you're new, yeah, because I've been noticing some new people propping up. Hit me up at vigatheodagao@gmail.com if you want to leave some feedback, comment on the Blogspot page, or just get out your cell or home phone or whatever. Just hit me up on a voicemail, 206-222-1902. And if you hit me up with a voicemail, I'll play it on a show and respond to it on a show. So, there you go. Yay. Also, on Thursday, I didn't know. I had a whole list of things I could do for Thursdays. It's all in my Google Calendar. But everything that was there, I just didn't feel like it. I mean, I did think of some more ideas, like anime magazines, but I want to wait till the new Peak comes out, so, you know, talk about that Peak magazine. In fact, there's a whole lot of shit people are already ragging on it. But Ant-Man's like, hey, don't, basically along those lines of, don't knock it till you try it, at least. Don't prejudge until you even open it. But still, that's also a part of the news. 70% male demographic, 20% manga, 20% anime, and then there's everything else. They're changing what new type used to be so much that it's not even going to be an anime mag anymore. It's going to be a general geekery mag, which, being a geek myself, you know, geekery, good. I love geekery. But don't try and promote yourself as an anime mag if you're going to be barely about anime. And plus, it's just not going to be the same. Well, of course, it's not going to be the exact same, but I was expecting more on anime. And plus, 70% male demographic. There are female readers, you know. Don't just toss out all the female demographic altogether. Like, some people were complaining that New Type did that. How they only had male-orientated centerfolds. Just sexy babes and shit like that. And I should know because my room's filled with stuff like Ginga Kuan and Steel Angel Kurumi. I mean, yeah, and shit like that. But there's only one Get Backers centerfold. And there's only one Evangelion without the sexy bitches centerfold. In fact, it's only the robots. That's on, like, the top of my window. But mostly it's Maharabo and Exo Saga and Chobits all in sexy poses or outfits. Yeah, my Maharabo poster, even though the anime really sucks, but it's just a well-done poster. I should, if I had a digicam, I'd still take a picture for y'all, but that's just well done. Despite the show's crapping, sucking. And then there's my Chobits one, which is just Chi in a men's shirt. One of those button-down men's shirts, which starting to seem more like a sex symbol type of dress nowadays. But then they're using crappy moe, so it's like, ew. Anyway, yeah, Peak. I'm sorry, Peak. But I'm going to buy it, just to check it out, and do a comparison of, basically, anime magazines like the New Type, well, Old Type, the Anime Insider, the Otaku USA, which out of all of these is my favorite so far. In fact, I got an issue of Otaku USA the other day, along with, like, the New Type, because I thought it was going to be the last one, just for comparison. And, yeah, I'm going to get all my shit out about it in the anime magazine episode, which is going to come once Peak comes out. Whatever. Alright, news. More news. News, news, news. And by news, I mean, I'm going to look at ANN for 5 minutes, but it's only going to seem like 1 second because you're listening to audio, and I have this thing called a stop button. Hehehe. Wow, that was a hasty 5 minutes. Well, anyway, Viz is going to pitch Hunter x Hunter and Monster and more anime at this big television conference. Basically, they're going to get some channels to pick up some more anime. Some other titles are Honey and Clover and Nana, which I really hope get some TV airing. Those two deserve it. Those two belong on maybe the N, if anything. I mean, think about it. It's a teen-oriented channel, and it mostly chicks watch it. I think the N could handle Nana and Honey and Clover. In fact, it's for their demographic. Others include Monster, which I know a lot of fans online who love Monster. I haven't got into it myself. I haven't tried it yet, but I hear good things. I'm not sure what channel could pick that up because of, well, my noobism of Monster. Hunter x Hunter, that's so Cartoon Network. Blue Dragon, Cartoon Network. Busuu Rankin, haven't seen it. But they pitch Naruto and Bleach, and we see where those two are now. Here's something that's been causing a lot of talking in the forums. Some really big talk, and some really fucked up talk. About that Indonesian child who dies after reportedly imitating anime. Basically, they're saying, well, some Indonesian Jack Thompson-like character, is saying, "Oh, Naruto helped in the death of this child." Now, the way the death is described, he choked himself out with a belt. And according to all the Naruto fans and Narutards, when has this happened in that anime or manga itself? I mean, no one, even the hardcore ones, couldn't think of what happened in it that made that happen. Then someone put a little news flash, which I'm not sure is completely true, but it sounds more probable than him picking this up from Naruto, that it was just a depressed, bullied kid who liked Naruto, watched some, then killed himself. That's it. It didn't have anything directly to do with Naruto, except for the fact that he was a fan, which, you know, I heard was the true story, and you know, someone probably with an agenda is pushing Naruto cause suicide, or Naruto, or kid imitated Naruto, so he died. I mean, kids, they imitate a lot of things. I remember when I was a kid, we would imitate Power Rangers and punch each other. I mean, none of us really got seriously hurt. I guess we were lucky. But again, it's basically parents' job to monitor whatever the kid's watching. It's basically the parent's job to watch over the kid. Basically a parent's job to teach them, don't copy what's on TV, basically. I mean, it's like you don't see kids running and jumping out of buildings thinking they're Superman because they saw it on TV. Well, I guess maybe it did happen one time, I don't remember, or I haven't heard of that, but, you know, if you sat down your kid and say, don't copy that because it's maybe make-believe, or it's not real, or that won't happen, you will die, and that would suck. And things that made me mad when I heard about this. Someone had the audacity, the fucking oh, this made me so mad when this person wrote, ha 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 ha, take that, Narutard. What the fuck? You do not say something like that about someone who died. You don't say something about that about just because someone like Naruto, if they died or to kill themselves or whatever. That was completely out of taste, and he got pwned by it. In fact, I wanted to pwn him myself, but I didn't want to dignify it with a response. Well, in the forum anyway. Because I'm actually responding to it in my podcast. But anyway, that was fucked up. Alright, let's see what else is in this new shit. I already talked about Peak. Black Lagoon. There's really nothing very, very newsworthy. Well, let's check all the other sites besides ANN. Nothing is out. Yes, it only seemed like 1 second to you. I already explained earlier. Blah, 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 blah. Anyway, it's time for the AMV of the week. And for a change, it's not usually upbeat. This is not a action-filled, and it's surely not comedy. Well, it's actually a very semi-serious romantic AMV. Don't discount it, though, because it's actually really good. It's using Psychono with Aerosmith's Don't Want to Miss a Thing. And my reason for choosing this might just be because I really like that song. I mean, it's a good song. It's got played out a bit throughout my life, but now that I see it in this AMV form, I really like it again. It's like, whoa. And plus, Psychono is the shit. It might have a little bit of spoilers if you haven't seen all of Psychono. I haven't even seen all of Psychono, but I just know a lot about it through friends and some of the manga. This is definitely worth seeing, so go to the site. The link is there to download it. And there you go. Now it's time for the part you've actually been waiting for. The first impressions on some anime. The first of these is Two Heart. The first one, not the second one. Now, I heard some bad things about this. Mostly because it's the godfather of the Moe movement. I mean, I heard this started that whole genre I don't like. Yeah. And so, I watched this. Just to check it out. I mean, it has a cliche right when it begins of the childhood friends, you know, girl goes up to pick up the guy, blah, blah, blah. This starts out with some pretty bland characters. Again, this is based off one of those dating sims, and dating sim shows usually epic fail. I mean, the guy has no personality whatsoever. In fact, he's the every boy. He kind of reminds me of Keanu a little bit, just based on the voice, but... oh, he's just the every guy you just put yourself in. Then you have the best guy friend. Then you have the best friend girl who falls for you. Then you have that chick who hangs around you. And then there's other chicks in the class. And they introduce all these characters by just looking, at least in the first two episodes. I mean, you got that rich girl. You got that quiet nerd girl who everyone yells at. You got that popular girl. And I could see where this is going. It's going to be dating sim-like harem. Guy doesn't know who to choose, but there's always an episode when he gets close to one of the girls in each episode. And then, you know, he eventually ends up with the childhood friend character. You know, the girl who always been there and who he's always been there for. This is the same generic formula they use today in many other shows. This is the formula I hate. This is the formula I think should die or resurge as something more than what it is. Well, actually, it did resurge, and it became Moe. Yeah, I know. You're probably all like, why does this girl hate Moe so much? This girl is stupid. Why don't you shut up, because I like my little teenage characters looking like they're five. Shut up. Whatever. And Two Heart had the most boring first episode ever. You know, basically it's them, little bit of backstory of when they were kids, like little flashback. They go to school, they choose their seating assignments, end of episode. There was nothing interesting happening. No lulls, no plot, nothing. Just, you know, school people. Well, anyway, I'm not watching the rest of Two Heart. If I do watch it, it's just to blam on it more. I'm not going to fall for this series. No. Fuck it. Fuck Two Heart. Go to hell. Okay, next show. Yay. Seto no Hanayome. Yes, one Saturday, Jesse and me were just hanging out, and he showed me this anime. Now, I was already kind of meh pre-hand, because our tastes are widely different. But I actually ended up enjoying this. It's very silly. It's not meant to be serious. It's not meant to be awesome. It's just silly. And this is one of those anime where you could just put on in the background as white noise. Or watch occasionally with friends. But it's silly. Silly, silly, silly. Oh man, I need a clip of that sketch from Monty Python with the general or whatever, always like, that's silly, da-da. Alright, here's the thing. This guy's on vacation with his parents. He almost accidentally drowns, gets saved by a mermaid girl, and because he's seen the mermaid, you know, there's suddenly Yakuza at his door, and not as mermaids, they could turn into two-legged people. Anyway, they bring him down to the deep, and basically, since he's seen a mermaid, they're both supposed to die. But the only solution is for him to marry her. I don't know what happens past the first episode, so I can't say if this is a worthwhile series or not. I mean, if a concept like this, I doubt it should. I don't think it should last more than, I don't know, 12 episodes. It's actually 26 episodes, which, I think it's going to start sucking after a while. I mean, this is just a comedy anime concept. The animation was pretty good. And I really like the girl, because she's serious business. Anyway, Seto no Hanayome. I don't think you're going to like this if you like more, you know, serious or more... Or maybe I should say less slapsticky or less, you know, weird, dumb plot. Maybe the Excel Saga crowd might like this. Or maybe even the, I don't know, Pony Pony Dash liking crowd. If you like those type, I would recommend this to you. Seto no Hanayome. It's really hard to talk about this because I'm more of a meh aspect. Because it's not greatness, but it's not horrible. I mean, it's not Lucky Star horrible, but it's not like Samurai Executioner greatness. It's just, you know, no-nonsense chick, guy who doesn't know what he's doing, dumb parents, other set of dumb mermaid parents, Yakuza, and silliness. But I chuckled. So I'm going to say, give it a try. It's going to be hard. I mean, again, maybe the XL Saga crowd will get a kick out of this. Next anime! Giant Robo. Last night, I watched the first Giant Robo. Oh my fucking god. Why didn't I watch this sooner? I mean, it starts out all action-packed. You know, you got Ginray and that big guy all saving Mr. Shizuma, or Dr. Shizuma. And basically, they're in a tight spot. Then this kid riding on this robot called Giant Robo shows up, saves them, saves the day, and kick ass all the way through. Now, my first exposure to Giant Robo, though, was when I watched this Ginray OVA. Because I heard of Giant Robo, I just never, you know, sat down and watched it. I mean, they had Ginray on one day on demand, so I said, let's check this out. So, last night, sat down, watched some Giant Robo. Wow, the animation quality is excellent. The action scenes were awesome. And that kid could somewhat serious business, more serious business than those other two guys whose names escape me, whatever. But anyway, oh man, the animation was beautiful, the musical scores were fitting, and orchestra, and wow. And the characters I could really get into, like, of course, Ginray, because, oh, she's my favorite ever since I saw the OVA of Ginray. Ah, and Daisaku, Giant Robo, and, oh man, I can't find his name in my mind. Tetsugyu. Oh, it's just Giant Robo. I could already describe it as epic just based on this one episode. Just everything I like in one thing. You got the action, you got slight comedy, you got interesting characters, great music, great animation. Oh, in fact, I'm watching the rest of this on demand, and this is going to be the main thing I'm searching for at KatsuCon. If you find me in the dealer's room, and you said, and you, if you tell me you saw a Giant Robo, point me in that direction, I'm going to do an all-out search in that dealer's room. If I can't find it in the dealer's room, I'll just have to go online. I should go online first, but you never know. I could get it cheaper at the dealer's room. Eh. Anyway, Giant Robo, it's worth it. I'm watching the rest of it. Had a great impression on me. It might have a great impression on you. Next anime. Okay, Clannad. I just watched that, and I only watched the first episode, but right off the start, it starts off all emo with pale, almost black and white colors. Just looks all emo. Then you have this girl who's talking to herself, and I'm like, oh boy, girl likes guy and stuff. Seems like a moe. With the intro, as that was going on, introduction of all the cute, hot characters, whatever. It's going to be a school moe with the harem elements. And then, you know, as the story goes on, it has this little supernatural, tiny little element they're trying to put in. You know, some people talking in the hall about a car accident with a girl, something about ghosts, a strange little small animation within there. And, then they just go straight back to the, you know, people at school seeing this new girl who could fight really well. That was an awesome part of the first episode. Seeing this chick take it down two bikers on their scooters with kicks. And that was basically the most awesome thing in this first episode. And it just goes along slowly. basically the main guy character meets this shy girl who is very weak and shy, and all her friends are gone because they graduated because she had to be out of school for a while, and he's kind to her. You know, basically your whole cute, weak, shy girl, which is common. Also, you have a run-in with very tsundere, very in-your-face purple-haired girl, who is the oldest sister of short-haired purple-haired girl, who is clumsy and class rep. And, of course, you got that action-fighting girl, who took down the bikers, which was awesome. The best friend guy, who was seen getting beat up by the rugby team, which was pretty funny. And you got this chick's family. Now, the family scene with the main girl, yeah, these are all cliches. They're not even characters. Yes, main girl, her family's pretty funny. In fact, the scene with the family was very cute, and I like that scene. And you see why the kid's all emo, because his dad's a drunk, which I'm not going to say that's a necessarily bad thing, because, well, it's bad that he has a drunk parent, but I understand. Anyway, then he returns after running away from his bad home life and sees the girl all, it looks all pretty and supernatural lights around her or whatever. So, I don't know where this is going. I know this is going to be some sort of chicks and one guy moe harem with some sort of supernatural input into it, and of course the main girl and the main guy are going to get together. In other words, this seems something like Air. In fact, this has an Air type of Air. No pun intended there. It just came out, but whatever. Clannad, if you like that type of genre, you might go for this. At least it's not Love Hina, because Love Hina is a piece of shit. Oh my god, at least it's not Love Hina type of harem show, if it is a straight up harem show. But if you like things like Air, I recommend this to you. If you don't like things like Air, fuck this show. I don't like things like Air, but the only reason why I'm not saying total fuck this show is because I really like that scene with the family and that kick-ass action girl, but I'm not going to watch the rest of this anytime soon. It just gets a meh. Try it out if you like that sort of thing. Now for the next anime. Shigo Fumi. Yes, I just seen the first episode of this. Basically, there's this girl and a talking staff that delivers letters from the dead. Basically, the messages you say right after you die or send right after you die. It's sent around this boy who builds rockets as a hobby and has this chick he really likes. And her father just died. They found a body. So, you know, sad, sad, sad. And she delivers the Shigo Fumi to him, but she asks, are you her lover? Because she has to deliver it to her lover. But he's not. He's just a unrequited love boy. And so, you know, the staff, well, says, hey, you gotta confess. Come on, confess. And the only reason why he wants to confess is to deliver the letter that her dad left behind. And so, you know, he tries, but he epic fails. But instead, he's like, hey, you want to see my latest rocket? She agrees. And she's, you know, doing all her stuff because, you know, her dad died. She's the only one left with her little sister. Have to take care of some business. So he diligently builds his rocket. And he wants to name it Asuna, but too obvious. Well, after that, you know, Fukumi accidentally leaves the letter. So does Kanaka, that's the staff and the girl. And he gets a peek of what the letter is and he doesn't believe it. Then comes the plot twist. The super plot twist in the first episode that I wasn't expecting. I was expecting a first episode happy story. Where, you know, he gets the girl. The rocket goes off without a hitch. And it's all wrapped up in a package. No, they had to go the fucked up route. And this is why I'm recommending Shigo Fumi for you to watch. I'm serious. Check out the first episode of this. It's fan subbed. It's fresh. It wasn't out that long. I mean, wow. I don't want to spoil it, but let's just say this goes from happy to fucked up, just normal fucked up, to super fucked up. And now I can't wait to watch a second episode. Oh my god, this is exactly what I've been looking for. Well, maybe not exactly what I've been looking for, but I like anime to this type of extent. I like stuff like this. Well, that's the end of the first impression show. I hope you liked it, and we're kind of gunning late. Usually my episodes are like 20 minutes less. Now it's all going on 30. Which isn't good for a one-person podcast. I mean, you're probably bored listening to me. Bah. Anyway, if you're new, check out the forum. Check out the voicemail. Check out the site where you get all the links to the news and shit. And just basically check me out. I'm out.
And that was just Vega the Odegal. Please go to vegatheodegal.blogspot.com if you want to see all the links, show notes, and videos. Thank you, Zero Bass, for the opening and Keshi for the closing. Also, call up the voicemail at 206-222-1902. Or just try the email at vegatheodegal@gmail.com. Or leave a comment on the Blogspot page. And join our forums. Thank you for listening, and remember, there's no such thing as too much anime. Bye.